Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good morning and welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where I'm broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. We're produced by Shark Creative and we're made possible by our friends at Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Well, this morning is a very, very special event. It's early, but it's for a wonderful reason and a great cause. The American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. That's a mouthful, but it's all pink here this morning at the Westchester Marriott, and excuse me, for very good reasons. We're going to be talking to Megan McGrady. She's the Director of Community Development for the American Cancer Society. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is a very special occasion. It's a fundraiser, and it's something that we're used to hearing about, these wonderful walks that raise money and awareness. But in particular this morning, everybody's dressed in pink. Tell us about what you do, and then also about this morning's breakfast and the walk itself.
Yeah, so we have this kickoff breakfast every year for what is actually the fourth largest Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk in the country. It has over 20,000 people who come out the day of on Sunday, October 21st. But we actually get started in August. There's no rest for the weary, as they say, and invite all of our potential team leaders and sponsors to come out and just basically learn more about the American Cancer Society and how they can get involved in the walk again this year.
So, you know, the actual title says, making strides against breast cancer. So does the money that's raised for this particular walk, is it going towards research? Is it going, tell us, you know, what's happening at the American Cancer Society? Where are they in their development?
So the American Cancer Society is actually the world's largest, most comprehensive cancer organization. And we're actually the second largest funder of cancer research, second only to the federal government.
Wow.
And we take that very seriously.
Yes.
It's very important to us to be contributing and to be a leader in that contribution in the fight against cancer. So we have really wonderful services in addition to the wonderful research that we fund. And those services are very local. We can actually have somebody on a little later who can go into more detail, but we're really focused on basically access to care. So where you live shouldn't dictate if you live. So we have a really wonderful program, for example, called Road to Recovery, where if you need a ride to your treatment, we can get you there. If your treatment is if you live in New York, but your life-saving treatment is at a hospital in Boston, we have something called a Hope Lodge, where you can go stay with a caregiver for free. And we have them all over the country near our major cancer treatment centers. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year hotline that connects you to a real person. So if it's New Year's Eve and it's 2 a.m. and you need to talk to somebody, you can call our number and get a real live person on the other end of the phone. It's a really wonderful thing. I could go on and on. We have so much that we do.
Incredible resource.
Yes, but the way that we stay as the leader, the private leader of funder of cancer research and these wonderful services is by walks like these and fundraisers like these, and we could not do it. We actually have more volunteers in our organization than we do staff. And we couldn't do it without the really wonderful people that help us
pull this off every year. You can just see it, the energy here this morning, the people, the smiles, the camaraderie. It looks as though these are people that are coming together for one very beautiful cause, and they absolutely make strides against it. You can tell just with the energy and passion here. So tell us, the walk is taking place on October 21st. Like you said, you're starting early in August because it takes that long to ramp up and let people know that it's actually happening. So what time is it starting? How do people sign up? And, you know, what are the particulars? Where exactly, and how long does it last? All of it.
Yes. So we actually, our walk takes place, it starts at Manhattanville College, but the local town of Purchase actually shuts down some of their roads that morning, on the morning of October 21st. And it's beautiful in the fall, and you walk down all the back roads. And it's about 3 miles. Okay. Depending where you park, could be a little bit longer. But check-in is at Manhattanville College. It's anywhere between 8 and 10, but the walk actually kicks off and begins at 9:30. And again, I said, okay, we have over 20,000 people that are there, which is a sight to see because everyone's in pink. It's an amazing thing. Just the energy that you feel here, I mean, times it by however much to get that much energy of 20,000 people.
That's a city, you know?
Yep, yep.
I live in Larchmont. It's about 20,000 yep. people. Yeah, that's incredible. And how long does it last, the walk? Or, I mean, obviously everybody walks at a different pace, but I mean, how long are you given to actually get through the 3 miles?
Really as long as you want. We let people kind of get through campus, and then kind of once the last person gets through campus, we just kind of follow up through the back. And I would say probably everyone's pretty much done by noon.
Okay.
But some people like to run it. Some people like to get there really early and kind of power walk through, and then others like to take their time. So there is no time limit necessarily.
And are children invited to walk?
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a lot of schools, a lot of students who come out who actually volunteer that day. Okay. Or form teams and come out. And it's definitely family friendly and very friendly. For survivors and caregivers, of course. We actually have a whole survivors village that we have companies come in, and we kind of pamper them a little bit and provide them with resources and celebrate them.
Wonderful. How about dogs?
Dogs are not encouraged.
Okay. Oh,
no,
not
of course.
Encouraged.
Of course, service animals are, of course.
Yes, okay.
But with 20,000 people, you know,
yes,
we like to.
Yes, I was going
to
say. All right.
Keep the chaos
and
down.
So, and then once again, just to be able to participate in the walk, what is the website to go to?
The walk is makingstrideswalk.org.
Makingstrideswalk.
Walk, yep.
.org.
.org / Westchester.
/ Westchester. Okay, very good. Well, Megan McGrady, thank you. You are a trooper, and I know you've got a lot of work on your hands to make this whole thing actually, you know, get off the ground. But with the reputation of the American Cancer Society and all that they do and the way that they do it, no doubt it's going to be a very successful event. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. And once again, I am at the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for this special breakfast this morning. The American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser. It's their kickoff breakfast, and hopefully a lot of you will be hearing about this in the next couple of weeks and then also participate in the walk itself on October 21st. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Here at the Westchester Marriott, we are experiencing and in the throes of what is an amazing breakfast for an amazing cause. It's the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. And wow, you know, the American Cancer Society here in Westchester is such a robust and vibrant community and asset to the American Cancer Society. It's a very big one, and there's a lot of people that make it happen and also are going to be involved in helping not only with the walk, but some other campaigns as well. My guest right now is Barry Fine. He's a board member of the American Cancer Society, and he's also involved in an annual campaign, and it sounds very interesting. Good morning, Barry. Thanks a lot for being here.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you very much for inviting me to sit down with you today.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be here. What an incredible cause, and just to see the energy in this room this morning. You are helping to spearhead another campaign besides the walk that's happening on the 21st of October to raise funds for breast cancer awareness and research and so forth for the American Cancer Society. What is yours?
Every year, the American Cancer Society hosts an event. Every year, the American Cancer Society hosts an event called Making Strides for Breast Cancer. And somebody got the idea that it really doesn't involve a lot of men, although there are men that I've come to learn that have breast cancer, and there are breast cancer survivors. But to bring more awareness to cancer, they came up with a campaign called Real Men Wear Pink, Making Strides for Breast Cancer.
Real Men Wear Pink. So is it a day or is it an event? What exactly is it? What do you do besides wear pink?
For the month of October, you make a commitment to raise money.
Okay.
To bring awareness to cancer, you make a commitment to raise about $2,500.
Okay.
We look for leaders in the community that can do that and have friends that they want to talk to and to help bring it along. They post the information on social media.
Okay.
And get their message out there. I found that I've been very successful doing that. And they wear pink. So for me, I've worn pink socks, pink shirts.
Uh-huh.
Never wore pink pants, but everybody
does a
first
for everything.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, everybody's dyeing their hair pink and purple and green these days. Why don't you just do a little, you know, one of those?
I really don't have a lot of hair to color. So.
Well, that's fantastic. And what do you have a certain number that you're hoping to hit with the Real Men Wear Pink campaign, or is it just whatever you can get?
In the campaign itself, each participant, we look to have about 30 participants each year. And so they raise about $2,500 each.
So there, do the math.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I think we raised, if I throw a number out there, we probably raised about $70,000 last year as part of this campaign.
Wonderful. Now, do you, for the entire month of October, do you wear pink or is it just one particular day?
Nope, the entire month.
The entire month. You have to have something on that says pink and then you post it on social media. I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that, you know, this morning, it's predominantly women here, I will say, and everybody's wearing pink except for me. I don't know. I didn't get the memo, but I will remember for next year. But you're right. It's good to see the men involved also. Of course, there are men that either have gone through it, the situation themselves with breast cancer, or they're supporting someone they love in their family or that within their friendships that are dealing with breast cancer. So it's so important to see the support from the men. I'm happy to know about this. So for the entire month of October, what website can people go to find out how to become a participant?
And just go to the American Cancer Society or type in a search for Real Men Wear Pink.
Real Men Wear Pink. Okay, and it'll come up.
It's important. I think you raise a good point about the story.
Yes.
Everybody has a story.
Yes.
And so each person I found in my life that has been touched somehow by cancer, it's either directly or indirectly, well, you know, a friend or a relative that has they've lost to cancer. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was my mom. I lost my mom about 25 years ago.
Oh.
Doing the math in my head. Time goes by. So And so for me, she
never gets easier, and the memories don't go away.
No, it was a very long battle. She fought really hard, and so today, a lot of women, my mother today, would not have gone through what she went through back then. So it's incredible.
Really have made strides against breast cancer. I know we forget about all the developments that have been made in both research and treatments, and also the volunteerism and some of the wonderful programs that are available to men and women dealing with breast cancer today are just, it's staggering how wonderful, really, truly, the community of people who are trying to help out. So it's fantastic. But Real Men Wear Pink sounds like a great one. And I'll be looking for social media posts from men that do that, and a great way to donate also and be a part of it. Thank you so much, Barry, for all that you do. And thanks for having us here today.
You're welcome. And just so you know, there are lots of ways to be involved.
Okay.
So you can be you can help drive people to the hospital to treatments. If you want to, you can help somebody along in the process when they go to the hospital for the first time. You can go to the Hope House in New York City.
Yes.
If you want to, there are ways to get wigs and donate. You can donate towards that cause. And there are lots of other ways. You can go to a charity event or just help and listen to a friend.
Right.
So there are so many ways to be involved. It's such a great cause. And the American Cancer Society does so many other things you don't recognize, such as lobbying for laws that help prevent cancer or do positive things. One of my favorite ones recently was a movement within New York State to try and bring in local food, better food into underprivileged areas.
Yes.
Because there are no larger markets for them to buy regular produce. So there are lots of campaigns that the American Cancer Society does behind the scenes that most people don't know about that really
benefit.
They don't
even realize. Yeah. Well, it's incredible, and it's just really very... It's very moving, just how the reach and everything that they do for it. And I'm so grateful to be educated even more about it. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
It's a wonderful thing. So again, Real Men Wear Pink, the American Cancer Society. This is the annual kickoff breakfast for the fundraiser. The walk that's happening on October 21st, starting at Manhattanville College. Definitely go to their website and find out more. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. My guest this morning is Sue Ellen Kelly. She is the coordinator of community support for the American Cancer Society. And it just so happens that this morning's wonderful fundraiser, it's a kickoff breakfast for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser. And that is happening on the 21st of October, the walk, the special walk that happens every year. 20,000 people involved this year. But you, Sue Ellen Kelly, is the coordinator of community support. I'm sure your job is 24/7, 365, not just in the month of October, which I know is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right, right. My job is supporting all the events. So, you know, all the events throughout the year, but Making Strides is the main event that I've done for like 20 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been quite a long time, and it's a wonderful event. If people come out and support it, we do wonderful work for breast cancer with research and helping patients with programs like we have where we give a wig for patients who are going through chemo.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that it funds, and it's really a worthwhile event.
Absolutely. You must have seen this event, the walk, actually grow in 23 years. What has it grown? What did you start at in terms of participants to where you are today?
We started before this became so big. I would say we were probably in less than 1,000.
Okay.
I would say, this was a long time ago, so I would think it would be less than 1,000, but we've grown to 20,000, and some of the other events throughout the country are bigger, some are smaller, but the passion is the same at all of them.
Yes, that's incredible. And social media definitely helps
for
causes and fundraisers. Tell me, does a person have to donate a certain amount of money to be able to walk, or can just anybody walk? What are the logistics?
Okay. Well, this particular walk is anyone can walk. There's no registration fee. There's no money required. So if you wanted to actually come, just walk, you can. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we would, appreciate some donations, mm-hmm. either by the person themselves, but more importantly, from those friends and family of that person. The whole idea is to recruit a team and have that team fundraise and come to the event, turn in their money, or with social media now, they do a lot online.
Yes.
And come and walk and have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. And how long does the walk generally take? Is it 1 hour, 2 hours,
well,
3 hours?
It's a five-mile walk, so it starts like around 9:30. Most everybody is done by, I would say, 1. So it's, a few hours. It's a very fast-paced event. People come, they walk, they go.
You have 20,000 people coming. How much money are you hoping to raise?
Well, the goal differs by the event. I believe last year our goal was $1.2 million. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what it is this year. Mm-hmm. We definitely make our goal. And we are, the fourth largest Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event in the country.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And when you say community, you're the community coordinator of community development. How are ways that you reach out to the community, and what are some things it sounds like a broader stroke than individuals. What does a community coordinator do?
Well, the community coordinator is actually more an administrative assistant role for events, and I do a lot of the logistics, getting materials for the event, ordering the brochures and all that goes with it. And, the little things like paying the bills and making sure everybody has what they need to do their event. Mm-hmm. It's a very hands-on position, a very diversified position.
So are there groups within the community that sometimes participate as an entire group? So maybe it's a church group, or it's a company, or...
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of different... We have the gamut between big corporations to the little,
mom and pop
team, mm-hmm. Churches, faith-based organizations, community, schools, unions. It's unbelievable how many people participate. Hospitals.
If somebody wants to get involved with their group, mm-hmm. a community group, where do they write to you? How do they find you?
Well, they... can call the number that we have, which is 914-397-8810, mm-hmm. and we will be able to give them some information.
Terrific. And the web address?
The web address, I don't really know offhand. I don't use it that much, but I can find out for you. I'm sorry.
Well, just the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
Westchester
if they have
chapter.
Any questions and they're not sure, I know you can find that information at www.cancer.org.
Okay.
And they can locate any of the events, any cancer information.
I see.
Anything you wanted to know about donating or research or different events that are happening.
Terrific. Sue Ellen Kelly, Coordinator of Community Development for the American Cancer Society here in Westchester County. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. And I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting again from the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer kickoff breakfast for the walk that's happening this October 21st. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. Well, we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson and Northeast Environmental. A great cause on a really special morning here at the Marriott, where the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October. So many things to look forward to, lots of events, but there is someone here who knows a lot more about that. Caitlin Chico, she's the Senior Manager of Community Development at the American Cancer Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What is your function here today and then always with the American Cancer Society?
Well, great. Thanks so much for asking. I am a event manager here for our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event, which is the fourth largest of its kind in the country.
Wow.
So we are humbled to have as many people that we do attend. I work in collaboration with a great team of people over at the American Cancer Society, including my counterpart, Jody Raff, and a great team of recruiters that help us, you know, make sure our teams are all up to date and well-informed.
So the people that make it to this event, this is about kicking off the event that's happening, the walk that's happening from Manhattanville College on October 21st. But this event itself, what does it do?
Yeah, so this is really our rallying cry. We want new members of the community who have been impacted by breast cancer to join us today. We have some of our esteemed team leaders, including team captains from Team Middleman, which is a team that has consistently raised over $50,000 for our walk year after year, along with many other teams. It's a point of reference for us to share new information, new resources, hear from some great speakers, including a pacesetter, which is an individual who raises $2,500 or more, a team leader, and then, of course, our breast cancer survivors.
That must be a very touching and moving part of the event in the morning. I'm sure there's not a dry eye in the house, but there are more survivors now than probably any time in history, correct?
Absolutely.
They're making strides every
day. We are making strides every day, and it's made possible by all of our supporters, our participants, our team leaders, the survivors that come out to join us, and their caregivers who have been with them to support them through their whole journey. So we could not do it without our volunteer base and our supporters.
And I'm just so amazed by all the different ways in which people are able to volunteer to help, and the different services that are provided for anyone that's impacted by the disease. It's really incredible. What is your favorite part of all of this?
Well, I think that, you know, something that we say often is that the American Cancer Society here, not all we do is fundraising, but everything that we do depends on it. So obviously, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is a fundraising walk. And it helps support, which is probably my favorite part of what the American Cancer Society does. One of the things that it supports are local programs and services. So, for instance, we provide free rides to and from treatment for those that need it through our Road to Recovery program, which is an incredible need, especially here in Lower Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 24-hour hotline, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that you can call at 3 a.m. if you need just someone to talk to. And mm-hmm. I have a family member that used that, so it is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our Hope Lodge facilities. So if you're traveling across the country or you're traveling from California to New York to go get treatment, you can stay at our Hope Lodge free of charge with a caregiver. It's a five-star hotel type of deal.
Absolutely amazing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's so moving for people to become involved. What is your rallying cry? What do you ask people to do and this morning and then every day with your job?
Yeah, I think that for the American Cancer Society, I think that the one thing that I can ask you to do is just step up and be present and give in any way that you can, whether it's time, participation in our walk, money, however you can get involved, help spread awareness. We're doing great things here and making strides against breast cancer, and I can't wait to see what this year holds for us. So please feel free to give us a call if you are interested in helping us out.
Terrific. And the number to call?
Sure. It's 800-227-2345 if you want to give that a call. Or you can call our local office at 914-397-8842.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much. And I know that the website for Making Strides, the walk actually itself is makingstrideswalk.org /Westchester. makingstrideswalk.org/Westchester. Caitlin Chico, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you very much for having me, and thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio at the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. And we are here for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, this morning, I was coming off of the parkway and heading into the Westchester Marriott, and I was one of those New Yorkers who I have to admit, and I'm embarrassed to say, was at a stoplight, and it turned green, and before the person in front of me even had a chance to get her foot off the brake, I honked at her. And then wouldn't you know, as fate would have it, I followed her all the way into the hotel, and we ended up parking next to each other, and I felt so bad and silly that I had been so impatient that I apologized to her. Well, we became instant friends. Ginny Goldberg, she is a Reached Recovery volunteer here with this the Strides for Breast Cancer Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast this morning, and we walked in together, and it's just such a pleasure to meet you.
And so nice to meet you this morning, and so happy to be here.
You were so, you didn't even notice that I honked at you, so I was happy to get off your bad list there. But I was so happy to hear that you do volunteer for the American Cancer Society. Tell us about the Reach to Recovery role that you play here, and what do you actually do?
Well, 21 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I made a promise when I had my surgery. I made a promise that if I were to survive, that I was going to give back to society and make a difference. And a year later, I did training to become a Reach to Recovery volunteer. I've been a volunteer for over 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And I work with everyone at ACS. And I work with women who were newly diagnosed and have similar diagnoses to what I had, which was a lumpectomy, chemotherapy, radiology.
I see.
And so it's been very rewarding for me to be able to help other women.
What do you actually do? Do you offer them talk support over the phone, or do you take them places? What is some of the actual work that you donate your time to?
I think that overall I donate my time to listening and talking and sharing experiences and trying to be an ear for people, because sometimes they have a hard time talking to family or friends. people who haven't been through this, who can be incredibly loving and supportive, but don't really have that firsthand experience.
Absolutely.
And I really tell men and women that I'm there to just listen and give any type of support or help, and sometimes just getting a phone number for them or finding out, you know, about different resources through American Cancer Society.
Oh, wonderful. That is just an incredible, you know, resource for someone to have, like you said, just someone who can really relate to it, but also just offer sometimes just a listening ear. 21 years ago, I'm assuming that things were very different in terms of survival rate and the treatments available and the processes and everything. Have you seen big changes over these past two decades?
Absolutely. And the treatments have changed. Chemotherapy is not what it was 21 years ago, although today still many women do lose their hair, do need to get wigs, look better, feel better, which is just another wonderful resource through American Cancer Society. And I think it's just so important to have unconditional love and caring from people. And I tell women that I speak to on the phone, if you need to cry, scream, or curse, call me.
Jenny Goldberg, at your service, right?
Yes.
That is just incredible. And I'm just so happy to be talking to you, to know that you survived through that. Was there ever a moment in time that you really feared that you would not be here two decades later talking about this?
I never thought that I would not make it.
Oh,
I went to an oncologist. His name is Dr. Costin in White Plains. And Dr. Costin said, these are your choices. And with each choice, you minimize the possibility of a recurrence of breast cancer. And when I walked out of there, totally shocked by everything that was ahead of me, I knew that I was going to be fine. I had complete confidence. Maybe it was denial, part of it, but I just, I was a full-time working professional. I was a mom. I had a lot to look forward to, and
yes.
I was young.
Yes.
And here I am today, 21 years later, and I think I've been a great role model for my children and my grandchildren and my friends, that you have to be positive.
Yes.
Part of recovery is really just being very positive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you do have a very interesting career life on the side of all the volunteering you do for the American Cancer Society. Tell us about your job.
Yes. Well, I'm very fortunate. I started working for the NYU Stern School of Business in 1993, and I've had a very long and exciting career. I feel privileged to still work for NYU Stern. We're located on the campus of SUNY Purchase. We offer an MBA program, a part-time MBA program to students who are full-time working professionals, and we're happy to hear about anyone who would like to attend our part-time MBA program. This is the NYU School, and it is located in Westchester on the campus of SUNY Purchase. So thank you for letting me say that
absolutely,
today.
Absolutely, because I didn't even know that existed, and
right.
What an incredible resource right here in Westchester.
Yes. Well, we are a top-ranked school in the United States and probably
absolutely.
Abroad. So it is a well-kept secret at times, but we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students who've gone through our program, earned their MBAs, and as everyone knows, NYU Stern School of Business is just a fabulous, fabulous business school.
Absolutely. You are a role model on every level, and for so many, I've only known you for 5 minutes after I honked at you, and I already look up to you, and
well.
You are a shining example. So thank you for all that you do on behalf of the people here at the American Cancer Society, survivors, people going through things. Jenny Goldberg, you're exactly what makes this country so very great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. And once again, we are at the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. Why? Because there is a walk that's going to be happening. 20,000 people expected to attend at Manhattanville College on the 21st of October. You know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Don't forget, wear pink. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, at today's American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast. And we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're grateful to Energy Indian Point Energy Center for their support. Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, as I mentioned, and I'm going to say it again, the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast is something very special. It starts very early in the morning. It's a breakfast, but it's really a rallying cry for people to get together, volunteers, survivors, and people in the community that are going to help make the annual walk this year 20,000 people strong. It's on October 21st. It's at Manhattanville College, and you can find out with the American Cancer Society's website how to get involved, start walking, donate money, and volunteer your time as well. Well, somebody very special spoke today. She was not only speaking on behalf of the American Cancer Society, but she is an actual survivor herself. So, Marie Denise, thank you for being here today. And I did not get to hear your speech, but it's probably just as well. I would have been most likely crying, as I'm sure everybody was. Please tell us a little bit of your story and why you were chosen to make the keynote speech today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, and again, my name is Marie Denise Barnes, and I'm a 10-year breast cancer survivor. I was 32 when I was diagnosed with DCIS, which is ductal carcinoma in situ. And I was selected today because I've also been doing the walk for the past 10 years since 2008 and have raised money for the American Cancer Society. I've been a space setter. So yeah, it was an honor, absolutely, to be here to just here 10 years later after being diagnosed, and to stand in that room where I know that other survivors and people who are just being diagnosed sitting there just needing that encouragement. And I was absolutely honored to be the one to do it today.
You know exactly what they're going through.
Absolutely.
32 years old, that's a really young age to be diagnosed with something as, you know, scary as breast cancer. Were you, at the time, were you thinking that your chances were good because you were younger? And what kind of a resource did the American Cancer Society prove to be for you here in Westchester?
I was fortunate that when I got diagnosed, it was stage zero breast cancer. But what the American Society provided for me is a sense of hope. And like I said in my speech, without hope, you can't be cured. You can't be healed, because your state of mind has so much to do with your recovery and, yes, and just, you know, being healed, period. And that's when I walk. When we do the walk, the ACS walk, and to see the sea of people who comes together for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to say no to cancer, that just inspires hopes in all of us. For the survivors, for the family members who have lost loved ones, to know that you can still do something. You can provide, you know, the resources, the build a team and raise money for future generations, so our daughters and sons, because men get this too, don't have to perish from breast cancer.
Yes.
So the hope that this organization has brought to me and my friends and my family, it's something that I can't even put a price on.
Right.
Because without that hope, where would I be today?
Yes, exactly. What kind of services did you take advantage of when you were going through breast cancer? Did you have volunteers? Was it like it is now, or is it just more every year they're becoming? They have such an incredible volunteer structure here at the American Cancer Society. What were you able to participate in at that time that was helpful to you?
For me, it was definitely the emotional support. Just having somebody to be able to call on someone and said, you know what, I need to talk to someone. And the availability of somebody to pick you up if you don't have a family member to take you to the doctor,
yes,
that they will provide you with a ride, you know, somebody to stay there with you if you need that emotional support while you go into your treatment. And that is, you know, something that you cannot, like I said, you can't even put a price on.
No.
And some people, they have to travel for treatment and they can't have a loved one with them. And to be able to call on the American Society for somebody to be with you, to be your friend,
yes,
you know, at this time in your life, is just something that is
incredible.
Awesome.
Yes. Absolutely. So 10 years out of it, and you're completely free of cancer?
Yes, knock on wood, thank God, yes.
And you will be forever.
Yes.
Tell us about the walk. You said it's like a sea of people. It's hopeful and exciting. Do you get involved? Do you get people to participate in it with you? Do you do a lot on social media to bring awareness?
Absolutely. We have... We started our team. Our team's name is Denise Bright Eyes. And we started our team, like I said, 10 years ago in 2008. We started with 4 people. Last year, we had over 30 people who walked on Team Denise Bright Eyes. And like I said, hope is just contagious. Once people see that, you know, how it has impacted you, they just want to be part of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Marie Denise, what do you do in your daily life? Do you have a career or a family? What are you doing?
I am an accountant by trade, but I've been home with my children. I have 3 sons.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been home with them for the past 7 years. And my little one, who's 6, who just turned 6 in May, is, you know, in school full time now and will be going back to the workforce hopefully this year.
You will be.
Yes.
You're a busy lady.
Yes.
But we're very happy to see how glowing you are and in such good health, and also bringing awareness to others on the incredible support system that the American Cancer Society does provide for people going through breast cancer. Thank you so much, and we're very grateful that you are so well.
Thank you so much.
You have bright eyes. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's why they call it that, isn't it? Wonderful. And again, we have been at the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer fundraiser kickoff breakfast this morning. It was a rallying cry of bringing everyone to the table to get this wonderful event kicked off, where 20,000 people strong walk to help end breast cancer. You can do it too. Go to their website, American Cancer Society. It's been an incredible morning. A lot of learning here about all that this wonderful organization does here in Westchester. We're very fortunate to have them. I'm Laura Smith. I want to thank you, Matthew Kine, for producing today. Shark Creative, always. And Kyle Emilio. He is helping us with our video today. And I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.